27강 가정 직장 생활 예제 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제시카가 브라이언에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jessica and Brian are working in the marketing department of a company. Jessica is the manager and Brian is her team member. Jessica knows Brian is a competent worker and has been doing his job very well. She also knows that he's a popular blogger and takes care of his blog after work. But recently, she has noticed that Brian has been spending more and more time running his own blog. What's more serious is that he posts things on his blog even during work hours, and he often cannot finish his work on time. Now, Brian's behavior has negative effects on the productivity of the whole department. Jessica wants to tell him that during work hours, he has to pay attention to his job. In this situation, what would Jessica most likely say to Brian?
1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I think it's time to get the fence painted. It's been ages since we got it painted.
That's right. I want a different color this time, though. I'm tired of green.
Me too. Do you have any color in mind?
2번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Hey, Grace. What an unusual place to see you.
Oh, hi, Kevin. I never dreamed to see you here either.
Actually, the groom is my cousin. What about you?
I'm here to play the piano for the ceremony.
I see. Is this your part-time job?
No, actually, it's my older sister's job. She was supposed to come and play the music, but she got sick last night and asked me to do it.
Oh, really? How do you feel?
I'm nervous and afraid I won't be able to play well.
Don't worry. You're a great pianist. I'm sure the bride and groom will be happy to hear your music.
Thanks. I have to go now. I need to practice before the ceremony starts.
Okay. Nice seeing you here. Good luck.
3번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Wow, you've almost finished setting up the room for Mr. Peterson's retirement ceremony. Good job, Emily.
Thanks. What do you think of the heart-shaped balloons on the wall?
They're great. I like the words on them. What's in that box with the ribbon on top?
Cards and gifts from colleagues.
I see. Where did you get the cake on that square tray?
Mr. Peterson's family sent it to us this morning.
Good. Oh, you displayed his certificate of appreciation in the photo frame. Great idea.
Thank you.
Wasn't the happy retirement banner supposed to be hung from the ceiling?
Yes, it was. But we hung it on the front side of the table instead. It was not easy to hang it on the ceiling.
You did a great job. Mr. Peterson will be happy.
I hope so. Thank you.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm done vacuuming the house. Do you need any help?
No, I've almost finished the laundry.
Okay. How about going out for a walk? It's beautiful outside.
I'd love to, but I have to prepare for a work presentation.
Okay, then I'll take the kids out to play.
That'll be a huge help. Thanks, honey.
No problem. Do you think we'll be able to eat out tonight?
Oh, we're supposed to go to the Chinese restaurant, aren't we?
Yes, but we don't have to since you're very busy. I'll make dinner for you.
Thanks, but I really want to eat Chinese food today. Can you get some for takeout later?
Yes, sure.
Mike,
your department must be busy preparing for the workshop next week.
It was postponed until next month.
That's news to me. Why was it delayed?
There was a problem reserving a place for the workshop.
I see. So when will it be held next month?
On Friday the 23rd, but I won't be able to participate in it.
Oh, you said you're going on a business trip next month, right?
Yeah, but I'll be back a week before the workshop.
Then why can't you attend the workshop?
On the day of the workshop, I'm supposed to talk to my daughter's class for her school's Parents' Day.
Well, I'm guessing you won't be able to reschedule that.
Exactly. I have to tell my boss, but I'm afraid he'll be upset.
Don't worry. I'm sure he understands the importance of family.
I hope you're right.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good morning, Ms. Wilson. How may I help you?
Good morning, Mr. Parker. I would like to get some meat for our family reunion.
Oh, you have a family reunion coming up?
Yeah, my entire family is visiting this Saturday. We are going to barbecue. How much is the chicken?
It's $20 per kilogram.
We're expecting around 20 people, so I'll take 10 kilograms.
Okay, how about these sausages? They're $10 per kilogram.
Give me 5 kilograms of them, too. Do you have barbecue sauce?
Sure. A small bottle is $10 and a big bottle is $15.
I'll take a big bottle. Are you offering any discounts?
Well, you're a regular customer, so I'll give you $5 off the total price.
That'd be great. Thank you. Here's my credit card.
7번. 브릭 우드 주택 박람회에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, residents. This year's annual Brickwood Housing Fair will be held for 9 days, from February 6th to 14th at the Brickwood Shopping Mall. The fair will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily, and registration will start from 9:30 a.m. at the entrance. At the fair, you'll be able to get information about the latest housing options in the Whitebrook area. There will be free soft drinks and popcorn. The first 200 visitors will receive a free T-shirt. Also, housing fair brochures will be emailed to those who request to be on our mailing list. For more information, please visit our website at www.brickwoodhousing.org. Thank you.
8번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 주문할 구두를 고르시오.
Paul, why are you shopping online for women's shoes?
I want to buy a pair of shoes for Mother's Day. These 5 models look great, but I'm not sure which one to choose. Can you help me?
Sure. So what does your mother like?
I'm not sure, but she likes white or beige best.
Then you should choose one of these four.
Yes. This fabric pair looks nice.
True, but a leather pair would be more age-appropriate.
Okay, I'll buy her some leather ones. I can't spend more than $500, so I'll buy one of these two pairs.
I see. Would your mother like these ones?
Actually, my mother doesn't like wearing low heels.
You have to buy the other pair then.
Yes, I'll order that pair now. Thank you for your help. Honey, I have some good news and bad news for you. Which do you want to hear first?
The bad news.
I'm afraid we have to move next month.
Why? You know how much I like this house and how hard I've worked to take care of it.
Yes, I do. Actually, it's related to the good news, though.
Okay, tell me the good news, then.
Guess what? I got promoted.
Really? Congratulations. But you said you didn't have a chance at getting promoted.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd be possible because so many other people were up for promotion, too.
So is your promotion related to our having to move?
Kevin started working at a bank a year ago. At first, he was excited to be a bank teller, but after a few months, he got sick of his job. Presently, he's considering quitting his job because he's not really passionate about his work and he always feels miserable. He wants to find a job that he truly enjoys. So Kevin tells his mother that he's thinking about quitting his job and looking for a new one. But his mother thinks it's a hasty decision for him to quit his current job. She advises him to consider the matter more carefully, and he thinks he should follow his mother's advice. In this situation, what would Kevin most likely say to his mother?
11번과 12번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오. 11번과 12번까지는 두 번 들렸습니다.
Hello, listeners. I'm Brenda Moores. Last week, we looked into how to deal with stress at work. Today, let's talk about families. I'm happy to say that recent research has shown that families can positively influence our life in countless ways, both mentally and physically. First of all, eating together with your family makes you healthier. It was reported that children who eat with their families at least 3 times a week are less likely to be overweight or at risk for eating disorders. Second, your siblings make you happier. People with brothers or sisters are likely to be happier, more optimistic, and better at coping with stress. In addition, children with involved fathers are likely to be more flexible and playful, cope better with stress, and demonstrate greater self-control. Furthermore, mothers improve kids' immune systems. According to a study, children with warmer and more caring mothers are likely to have better functioning immune systems throughout their lives. But most of all, a strong connection with your family will give you the ability to deal with stressors later on in life and rise above difficult circumstances.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, listeners. I'm Brenda Moores. Last week, we looked into how to deal with stress at work. Today, let's talk about families. I'm happy to say that recent research has shown that families can positively influence our life in countless ways, both mentally and physically. First of all, eating together with your family makes you healthier. It was reported that children who eat with their families at least 3 times a week are less likely to be overweight or at risk for eating disorders. Second, your siblings make you happier. People with brothers or sisters are likely to be happier, more optimistic, and better at coping with stress. In addition, children with involved fathers are likely to be more flexible and playful, cope better with stress, and demonstrate greater self-control. Furthermore, mothers improve kids' immune systems. According to a study, children with warmer and more caring mothers are likely to have better functioning immune systems throughout their lives. But most of all, a strong connection with your family will give you the ability to deal with stressors later on in life and rise above difficult circumstances.
11번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (12번) 건강과 관련하여 언급되지 않은 것은?